Let's go.
Tommy, there are a bunch of blokes not on the training track this morning. Yeah. Can you talk us through that?
They're all in doubt. Nah. A few sore bodies after the weekend, so still early in the week, so we're just managing those boys.
What about the sorest man of them all, Chad?
Chad?
Can you tell us about him?
Obviously... Oh, sorry, guys. That's terrible.
Roach is going to have a field day with that.
Wow.
Chad,
go for gold, Roach. Chaddy obviously wasn't on the track. I haven't spoken to him. I think I'm going to find out later today what the prognosis is. So hopefully he's all right for this week. And if that's not the case, then hopefully only one or two.
So what's the deal with Port Adelaide as a whole and what the form line is like? But you can't win two games in a row. What's that telling the competition?
Yeah, I think the magic number's three, which we haven't been able to do for a couple of years now. So, I mean, it tells them we're inconsistent, and a win for the opposition or a loss for us is just around the corner. And obviously, we've been trying to deal with that unsuccessfully so far. So that's the challenge that's ahead of us.
So when you say trying to deal with it, what issues do you take into account? How do you approach it?
We identified that winning three in a row was a challenge for us. So we put it on ourselves a little bit, and we're unable to rise to that challenge. But other than that, it's sticking to our process. I know it sounds cliche, but you try and focus on what you need to do on the park on a Saturday, and hopefully at the end of the day, the scoreboard's in your favour.
So what changes on game two when you're sticking to your process, and game three when you're not there?
If we know that, we'd probably be on a big run of wins. It's obviously something that's mental that we're working on, but theoretically nothing should change. We go out there, we want to win the contest, pressure the opposition and kick our goals.
So when you say mental, is that question again about Port Adelaide and expectation? That when the expectation rises, or the image of Port Adelaide is to say they're a contender, it all falls apart again. So how does that work through the player's mindset?
Yeah, like I said, it's obviously has an effect. I can't tell you to what extent. We haven't been able to deal with that expectation so far. But at the same time, at the start of this year, we didn't feel like there was a lot of expectation. And we still weren't getting that consistency. So it's being able to execute what we talk about over and over again, regardless of who we're playing and how many we've won in a row and everything like that.
Given all that, how important does it become this week, even more so than other weeks, almost to bounce back?
Yeah, it's super important against the Saints this week. They're a quality opposition as well. Obviously, the race for finals is so tight that any more slip-ups could cost us greatly. So, fortunately, we have been a team that's been able to bounce back. So I'm backing the boys in to get it done.
But one result surely now tells us that's not the issue with Port Adelaide. If you a good win against St Kilda doesn't answer the big question, though, does it?
No, it certainly doesn't. It's going to be two or three weeks down the track. But ultimately, we do feel like our game plan holds up, and we do play some very strong footy early in the year. We lost games to quality opposition on the back of poor goal kicking or by a very small margin. So we feel like in big games, our game style does stand up.
Do you think you've shot yourself for a top four finish now?
You probably have a little bit more idea than myself, but it's a pretty competitive run in, and Richmond obviously had a strong result, and I'm not sure what their run's like, but it's pretty open. But you know, the win on the weekend definitely would have made it much more achievable.
Have you seen the back line, Tommy? You've been in there all year. There's been a couple of changes, I suppose, in the last 6 weeks when it was pretty set the first couple of months. Have you seen the back line cope with that?
Yeah, we've been pretty consistent down there. We've sort of had a core group of sort of eight or nine that have rolled through there for most of the year, so we're quite familiar. I think we've stuck to our task reasonably well. Obviously, there's been parts of games where we haven't competed to the level that we've liked to, but I think ultimately we've been pretty steady and been able to get our job done for the team.
Have you taken on a bigger leadership role in past, given that, I mean, for the last few weeks you've been one of, if not the most senior key backman back then?
Nothing's really changed too much from my perspective. I've still got blokes that have played a lot of footy down there, so Matt Broadbent was back on the weekend, Hamish Hartlett, and we're really fortunate that blokes like Tom Cleary and even Logan Austin, who was in for his first or second game on the weekend, they've been sort of fulfilling that leadership role at the Magpies, so fast-tracking their development, and he's been able to come in and be really vocal and talk to the boys on their positioning, especially as that really deep defender, you see the game a lot better, and you got to be able to do that.
Your form this year has been outstanding for the most part. Do you feel like you're playing some of your best footy?
Yeah, fortunately I'm playing some good footy, which is nice. You know, it's obviously nice to be playing a winning side every week, regardless of how you're playing. But yeah, it's good to piece some consistent form together and be able to get on the park for the whole year. And I got to give a little bit of the credit to boys like Tom Cleary and Hompshi and those around me who've taken some of the bigger tasks, and they've been able to come off and assist, and we're gelling quite well back there, which makes it easier to play strong football.
Are you surprised Hompshi was dropped?
Look, I trust what Kenny does and with the selection. Hompshi's probably, he would admit he's been slightly off, not terrible by any means, and probably going back be really good for him to get his confidence back. And obviously you saw in the Magpies on the weekend that he did a blanket job on one of the Glenelg forwards and played a really good game, so he'll put his name back in for selection.
Well, dropping someone like Jack Holmes, does that sort of put everyone else on edge, as in keep you sort of all knowing that if you're off by even a few percent one day that you might be sort of back in the sample?
Yeah, it definitely does, and Kenny's highlighted that throughout the year, where Jasper's been sent back to the Magpies a couple of times. So he's made some tough decisions, which probably hasn't happened as much in the past. So, yeah, we're definitely all on notice, and especially when we've had a couple of poor results as well. You know, it's about looking at those and finding out what went wrong. And if you can't perform consistently, then your name will, come up.
Tom, can we just get your thoughts on the 100-game journey, and in particular what happened last year where you had to reflect on your career and changes you had to make?
Do you want the whole lot or just mainly the last year stuff? Okay. I probably had an interesting path to the AFL. I missed out on an under-18s game for Norwood my first year out of school. And then Nathan Bassett sort of gave the coach a kick up the bum and got me playing fullback in the under-18s at Norwood. And I kind of went from there. I ended up playing in the losing premiership against Central Districts in 2010 under the tutelage of Bass. It's been nice to be reunited with him, and then after that I was given a rookie spot at Port. We obviously went through some pretty dire times and got my first start against Hawthorn, which wasn't overly glamorous. I think we lost by 26 goals at the G, so that was interesting. But at the same time, it also gave me an opportunity to get into the side, and I probably relished that a little bit, and I might not have got a go if I was came into the system in 2012 or something like that, like some of the other boys, they had to bide their time a little bit more. Since then, I haven't had an outstanding 100 games. It's been pretty, wouldn't say there'd be too many highlights. I sort of just play my role, get my job done, and I've had a big focus on that leadership aspect because I know that I don't do those flashy things that other players do. And I'm just really proud to play 100 games for the club. It means a lot to me. At one stage, it's a strange memory, but I was thinking to myself, if I could just play one game for Norwood, that means the father-son rule would work, and I'd be happy to finish my career there. And I'm now sitting in front of you about to play my 100th for Port Adelaide. So feels like I've come a long way, but yeah, I'm just very privileged for the opportunity and the support, and everyone's been super supportive along the way. Last year was obviously a disappointing glitch. Things didn't go to plan, as they often don't, but I feel like I've bounced back and I've had some great support around from the club, and they appreciate the way I play and that I'll make mistakes playing that way, and I hope I feel like I've paid them back a little bit this year in the way I've gone about it.
That's a great way to finish.
That's a bloody good answer.